Shem is as short for Seamus as Jem is jokey for Jacob. A few tough necks are still get-at-able who pretend that aboriginally he was a respectable Stemming. He was an outlex between the lines of Ragnar Blowbarb and Harald Hairwire, and an in-law to Captain Leon, and Reverend Mr. Birdwood de Troblob was among his most distant connections. But every honest-to-goodness man in the land of the spacer today knows that his back life will not stand being written about in black and white. Putting truth and untruth together, a shot may be made at what this hybrid actually was like to look at. Shem's bodily get-up, it seems, included an adze of a skull, an eighth of a lark's eye, the whole of a nose, one numb arm up a sleeve, 42 hairs off his uncrown, 18 to his mock lip, a trio of barbels from his megageg chin, sow man's son, the wrong shoulder higher than the right, all ears, an artificial tongue with a natural curl, not a foot to stand on, a handful of thumbs, a blind stomach, a deaf heart, a loose liver, 2/5 of 2 buttocks, 1 gleechstein avocado for him, a man root of all evil, a salmon kelt's thin skin, eel's blood in his cold toes, a bladder tristended. So much so that young Master Shemmy on his very first debauch at the very dawn of proto-history, seeing himself such and such, when playing with thistle words in a garden nursery, Griefer Trofeo at Fig Street, 111 Shovelin, Old Holland. Would we go back there now for sounds, pillins and scents? Would we now for annas and annas? Would we for full score 8 in a Loretta, for 12 blocks 1 bob, for 4 testers 1 gross, not for a dinar, not for Joe? Dictated to of all his little brethren and suisterines, the first riddle of the universe, asking, when is a man not a man? Telling them, take their time, young fries, and wait till the tide stops. For from the first, his day was a fortnight. And offering the prize...